Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Edgar's English Podcast. Today's podcast, I've got lots of interesting things for you to listen to. But first of all, I'd like to tell you that I am recording this podcast in the countryside. As you know, I like running, and every so often I like just to walk. And one of my favorite places to walk is this, in the countryside. Why? Because it is a very natural and easy way to relax, to calm down and enjoy the sight. There are lots of animals, birds, and natural sounds that you can listen and enjoy in them. And probably you may hear the tweet of birds. And I also like to tell you that my dog is next to me. Yes, I like to walk with my dog. I love my dog, by the way. And, well, my dog is a boxer, you know, that breed of dogs that looks very ugly, but, well, they are lovely, lovely dogs. The name of my dog is Hachi, by the way, as well. Well, I'd also like to tell you that to my right, I can see two enormous volcanoes. Yes, these volcanoes are near Mexico City in the state of Puebla. They are beautiful volcanoes covered by snow, and one of them is inactive, or has been inactive for a long time. The other one is very active, and every so often it exhales enormous clouds of smoke. Well, to my left, I can see the famous archaeological zone of Teotihuacan. Yes, the most representative building of that zone is the Pyramid of the Sun, and from my place, I can see it, and let me tell you that I'm quite far from it. Well, it is beautiful. Alright, well, I'd also like to tell you how I have improved my English. And I can tell you that the best way to improve your English is by listening to native speakers. And how can you do this? Well, it is easy. Just listen to podcasts. Yes, on the internet you can find very good podcasts, but well, be careful. Not all of them are really good to improve your English. You have to be very, very selective when deciding which podcast you want to listen to. But well, it is a very, very good way to improve your English because you can listen to native speakers speaking in their own language using natural expression, a natural language that they use every day. So from those podcasts, you can learn lots of expressions, current expressions, common expressions, not those weird and old-fashioned expressions that sometimes we learn in schools. Well, also, a very good way to improve your English is by reading books or reading magazines. Movies are a good resource to improve your English too, but they are really visual as well. If you want to improve your listening, the best way is to listen to podcasts. Well, but you can learn from movies as well lots of interesting things too. Well, there is another way you can improve your English, and it is by a technique called a shadowing. Shadowing consists on listening to someone speaking in English, and then you speak at the same time he or she is speaking. That's a very good way to improve your English, because you can copy and imitate the accent of that person and improve your pronunciation as well. What else I can tell you? Right. Well, grammar is important too, but sometimes it's kind of boring and it's not that interesting for you too. Well, let's move on to the next part of the podcast. And well, thanks for listening to the podcast, guys. And don't forget to send me your comments. I'd love to listen from you. So I've been waiting for it. And so it is bye for now. Bye, bye.